What's up, everyone? You are listening to the 6th episode of True to Size.
Hello, everyone. My name is Alan Martinez. Wait, where is he going? I will be your host this evening, and I am with my co-hosts, Mr. Lawrence Hopkins.
What's going on?
Alvin Martinez.
Yo, Wagwan star.
Joel Hernandez.
Yo.
I was supposed to do the six-man talk, because this is our sixth episode.
Yo, all day,
dog. You forgot one. You know?
Oh, we're going to... Hold on.
He's ready.
That's in a little bit, you guys.
Okay.
You are listening to True to Size, a weekly podcast where the four of us come together and talk about the favorite things that we put on our feet, as zapatos to the Spanish... And shoes and sneakers to everyone else in the world. I didn't gather all the languages. I should have. This is the sixth episode, if you don't know yet.
Six.
And we are currently under review with Spotify, and it's been about a week.
Fam, like, Spotify can take out a walk, G.
Just know if I see Spotify, I'm coming for your neck.
Okay? Yo, don't let me catch on a ones, eh?
Oh, my Lord. That wonderful voice you heard before my not-so-wonderful voice... was Mr. Dooney's son. Say what up, Jomar.
What up?
Hey! Congratulations, first of all, Jomar, for getting Teammate of the Year on your basketball season.
Thank you.
Good job. Actually, Guijo, can you swing the mic to him?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. We're going to start with a few questions for Jomar.
Ooh.
All right? Jomar, what's your favorite basketball shoe to play in?
My Kyrie 4s.
Good choice.
What color are they?
Black and white.
Ooh,
goes with everything.
Just goes with everything. Yeah. Smart. Who's your favorite basketball player?
Me.
Is pretty true.
You have a lot, eh? You have a good handful of favorite basketball players. Is that why you can't say one like right away?
Yeah.
If my memory serves correct, there's like Steph Curry.
Don't you like Steph Curry?
Yeah.
There's like DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah.
There's like,
do you like
Kyrie?
Kyrie
Irving.
Yeah, you're wearing shoes.
Yeah.
Good.
Who else? Am I missing anyone?
Kobe.
Speaking of Kobe, happy Mamba Day, everyone.
Skirt, skirt.
Yet another sneaker holiday that
Mamba.
That the swoosh gods from Portland brought to us, dedicated to one of the greatest NBA players of all time, Mr. Kobe Bryant. Mm-hmm. But before we get to that, Jomar, what's your favorite shoe outside of basketball?
Well, my dad just got me the Jordan 5s.
Right? Which color?
Oh, is that the
color?
One you were wearing today? Does that mean you just un-DS those today? Was that the first time you wore them?
What's that mean?
was that the first time you ever wore those shoes? Today?
Yes.
Oh, wow. My man. Jomar already learning how to wear his shoes.
Special occasions.
Instead of keeping it on the shelf. What was that, Alvin?
I'm just going to say, fam, like if a 9-year-old can rock his shoes, like on dead stock, dog. All the mans out there can wear them too, you know what I'm saying?
Can we have Alvin back?
Yo, fam, I'll come back on our 7th episode, see?
Yeah, zoom it.
I got one more question for you, Jomar.
Okay.
What do you think is going to happen with the NBA playoffs?
Who's going to win?
I
feel like it's Raptors.
Let's go, baby! That's a good answer. Thank you, Jomar. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for joining us.
It was my idea.
I love it.
True.
I love it. Okay, we'll catch you later, okay, Jomar?
Okay.
Thanks,
Jomar.
Can you get the mic back to
you? Yeah, there you go. Okay,
Jomar, Digivolve too.
Doonimon! It's for the Digimon nerds. All right. So, the version of rotations today is let's do a quick roundtable of our favorite Kobe silhouette of all time.
Okay.
Alvin, let's start with you.
8.
Ooh, that was fast.
Wow,
why?
Comfort.
I know you play ball in those a lot.
Yeah.
Number one for you.
I still do.
Yeah.
Mm. Comfort wise, they're dope. Aesthetically, they're sexy.
Yeah, so clean.
And yeah, man. It's just always been the 8 for me.
Joel, how about you?
I'm going to go with the only Kobe's I have, which is the Kobe 4s.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a low cut.
Mm-hmm.
I love my low cuts. I did an ID on them. So I slapped on like the snake skin color on them and everything. So
that's the one with pretty cool. Joe Mar's name on it, no?
Yes, yeah. It's the one with Joe Mar's name on it. Yeah.
You got that. That was like way back.
Way before, way yeah.
Back. Oh my gosh. Joe Mar's what, 9 now?
Yeah, 9.
6 nine upside down. It's a 9 now.
It's a 9 now.
Yeah, I thought that was fitting for this episode. Lawrence, favorite Kobe?
9 elite masterpiece.
Ooh, good one.
Easy. Top, top.
It's like an obvious.
For me, love multicolor knit and love the high cutness.
So it's more so the aesthetics as opposed to the story.
But, well,
I mean, the story adds to
dope.
It.
The story is definitely dope, sure. But I would have liked it either way, for sure. And even as a ball shoe, it's dope. I love them as a ball shoe.
Yeah. Well, you all know with me, story matters quite a bit, and I'm a pretty sentimental guy. Same silhouette, Kobe 9 Elite. I fell in love with that shoe, that silhouette, the very first time that I saw it. And this is when I like first started working at Nike, actually. So I was like super all into story, history, and the tech and all that stuff that goes into shoes. And, I really, really wanted a pair. I didn't manage to ever get a pair of the Kobe Masterpiece or the All-Stars. I still wanted a pair super bad. It was rolling around the time of my anniversary when I was still dating my now wife, Christine. And she got me a pair of the, I can't remember what the exact name was. I think it was, I don't know if it was Inspiration. I don't know. But it was the blue and yellow ones.
Yeah. The turquoise, right?
Love them. Loved them. And like, I remember being super excited, pulling them out the box. I kissed them a few times. Anyways, This Week in Kicks. Have you guys seen the Art of a Champion collection?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's pretty sick because it's like Nike's dedication or like tribute to all 16 games. So the story behind it is like all 16 games that take you to the championships or to win a championship in the playoffs.
Got
to
win. Yeah.
16 games.
4 rounds, 4 games.
Total. Yeah. Math. Mm-hmm. Quick maths.
Muff.
Yeah. And it includes like includes silhouettes like the Protro, Kobe 1.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful.
Yep.
It's sick because they even have tributes to players like Julius Erving with a Converse Pro.
Yeah.
There's like a Rasheed Wallace Air Force, Kawhi Leonard. I think we saw those Jordan 1.
Jordan 1, yeah. There's a KD4.
And there's like a super dope shot of like all 16 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like one that's covered up.
It's the trophy that's covered up.
No, it's not.
Isn't it a trophy?
I looked. Because there is the Larry O'Brien trophy. That's the 270 Force, Air Force 270.
Oh, okay.
That's not covered. That's like actually on the bottom left of that picture.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not too sure what that 17th shoe is yet.
And they come with a Larry O'Brien hang tag too, which is really cool. Hang tag. Really cool.
That's pretty sick. Yeah, but it's like not even like shoes that they played in finals, but just like monumental moments even that like led to maybe the championship or getting into the finals, which is pretty sick. I think the last shoe that they're going to end off with is the Jordan 14, the last shot. Those are coming back.
Yeah. Classic.
Sheesh. Jordan 4 Levi's. There's the black colorway and then there's the white colorway.
Yep.
Those come out in June-ish.
I still like the blue the most.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I do too, but I think I'm going to try to go for these two. I don't know. We'll see. It's my birthday month, so I might go.
White denim on a shoe. I don't know if that would survive very long. Yeah. For me, at least.
But how cool would it look all murked up and stuff?
Well, mine would be like chocolate milk stains.
Yeah, that's true.
Not like distressed. It'd be very sriracha stains or something. Yeah.
Another cool thing that we saw, satin shattered backboard ones.
Women exclusive. Wow. Yeah.
Women.
But I think they're coming in extended sizes.
Up to, I think they said a 12.
What?
Women. Yeah, 12 women's. 10
so much for just women.
It's
I'm going to go for a pair.
Where are they? I don't even know where they're going to drop. It's going to be mad limited.
We'll see. Because I'm pretty sure, I think they're going to hit Canada, but I don't know about extended sizes.
Mm.
So that's the sad part. Adidas is going to close stores and focus on online sales.
Man.
It's 2018.
Yeah. But think about their competition, though. Nike's opening more doors.
I guess we'll see which one's better, won't we?
Yeah. Eh?
Didn't Nike franchise out their stores though? Like they're not Nike run so, yeah. and owned anymore. So like, it's not necessarily Nike opening more doors. That's somebody who purchased the rights to Nike stores opening more doors. So
True.
Like you don't have to employ as many people if you have just online. Yeah. You don't have to pay rent for a storefront, like anything like that. You're just paying for a warehouse. So it's a lot cheaper and it's 2018, like I said, so online is way more prominent than it was a couple of years ago. So it's not surprising, to be honest.
Okay. The last thing that I wanted to cover this week, this is actually, I think, the coolest thing that I saw this week. You guys seen Nike's new campaign, The Shoe Therapist?
Yes.
Ah, Lauren saw it. The two older brothers didn't yet. So we're going to try a thing, or I want to try a thing. We're going to give you a chance to pause this podcast, load up the video, look up Nike Shoe Therapist, It's Gotta Be the Shoes extended session on YouTube. Go ahead. We'll give you a second. We'll count it down and I will press play and we can watch it together and then we can react together. Okay. I have it loaded up. We're going to start playing in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
In this dream, you woke up on the morning of the New York City Marathon, and someone had stolen your shoes?
It was a nightmare.
But then you woke up, you ran the marathon, and you won.
No. We won. In my favorite
It's so good.
Okay. See, it's statements like that that we need to work on. At one point you said, putting them on turns me from regular Shalane to rock star Shalane. Sometimes I get scared I'm slowing them down.
What's your point?
I'm concerned you become obsessed with your shoes.
That's ridiculous.
When was the last time you took them off?
Why would I take them off? I like being fast. I like running fast. I like showering fast, brushing my teeth fast, walking the dog fast, making sandwiches fast, watching movies fast, cutting carrots fast, which is really satisfying. I like fast cars, fast service, fast,
so good.
Fast elevators. Why would I ever take them off? Wait a second. Are you trying to steal my 4%?
Shalane, no. For the 23rd time, nobody's trying to take your shoes. Am I early?
Yes. Every
week. We talked about this. When the door's closed, you don't walk in.
Sorry, Doc. Hey, Shalane.
Hey.
Such a bad actor.
Oh, he's got like in a baby bag.
Sean is my favorite.
Hey, P-Rod.
Yeah, P-Rod.
The sure.
Good to see you again.
Shalane, I need you to be honest with me. Do you shower with your shoes on?
It's so good. It's gotta be the shoes. That was definitely the coolest thing that I saw all week. And it has like, they have like, if you hit up their channel, they have several more like mini clips that go with everyone that you saw in those videos. They have like their own little 30-second segments. It's pretty sick. Okay, so as we promised from last episode, this is going to be part two of all of the questions. We're going to start with not a question. This is from
great.
Are we doing it wrong?
This is from Miles, LHC Legal Hustle Clothing.
Yo,
Albert. Our homie from Alberta.
No, his name is Albert.
Oh, he's also from there, no? Or am I thinking?
Yeah.
Super awkward. Okay.
The YYC.
And he says, fire. Thank you for doing this for Canada.
Thanks.
Thank you, Albert.
Thank you, man.
Our pleasure, I think.
I don't think he understood how to ask a question.
No, I know. LL Cool.
Fire?
Thank you. Thank
you. Nope, it was an exclamation mark.
Yes, fire.
LL
right.
Cool Breezy asks, most you've paid resell for a shoe? I don't think any of us.
Everybody looks at Lauren.
No, why are you looking at me?
I think I looked at him because he's directly in front of me, but I also low-key think we all don't want to answer this question. Okay, Alvin wants to start.
Most. I don't think I've ever paid resell.
Ooh, sorry, man.
The highest you've gotten
for a pair of shoes.
Highest I've paid for a pair of shoes. With
speaking of resale, my Kijiji notifications just got on.
So they were like $550. No,
it's $550. That was the highest I've paid for a shoe.
That retail was crazy.
Yeah,
$5.
But I personally can't recall
paying more than that for resale?
I can't recall paying a lot for resale right now.
So it, essentially, when you did go resale, it's not even over a retail price, considering.
Yeah, like anything I've bought resale, so was
it's been like really, 300 or less.
Really good price, yeah.
Wow.
Bargain hunter, man.
I need to hunt for you or be your size. Joel, how about you being in this game for so long?
I would probably say...
Joe Mark, cover your ears.
Don't tell mama, okay?
This was way before he was born. But I would probably say the Black Cement 3s that I got from Goodfoot. Yeah, I think they were about, I don't know, maybe 01. No, 01. They're 01.
Right? 01s, yeah.
You got those consignment?
They were consignment from cool. Goodfoot. So
sick.
I got them in 2008, or no, 2007. Somewhere around there. So it was, give or take, 5 years old.
Yeah.
But I dropped like $450 on them.
It's still not even that bad.
And at all. That's like retail now.
Yeah. That's back when they were wearable too.
Yeah, right?
That's not too bad at all.
That's
worth it.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, $450.
Lawrence, do you even want to jump
in?
No,
we're going to skip that.
Okay, fast forward. Next question.
Please. Because my wife knows the answer and she's in the room with an earshot of this podcast.
Oh.
It was for my JTHs. I spent $1,000, but I sold a bunch of shoes for it.
Mm-hmm.
So it sort of evened out, almost. Almost.
Sure.
LL Cool Breezy also says, make the episodes longer.
Whoa.
Need something to listen to on my commutes to school. 2 hour max.
Oh, my gosh. 2 hour commute
just
to school?
Just repeat the other episode. Oh,
man. Where do you live?
Oh, man. And where do you go to school?
Yeah. 2 hours. Damn, is that like uphill and downhill?
I think if we try, do you walk to school? I think if we tried to make it 2 hours, we still wouldn't make it.
You just have to talk slow.
Oh, man, you know how many people would fall asleep?
What is the next question?
Falsy 30.
Hey.
What up,
Falsy?
Set, no question. He says, really dig the pod. I like the mix of point of views and the talk about older releases as well as the new stuff.
Nice.
Thanks, bro.
Love.
Keep up those dope customs.
Yeah,
Falsy Customs.
Yeah.
What's his Instagram? At Falsy, right?
At Falsy 30.
At Falsy
30.
Shouts.
So lots of people have been mentioning about how they loved our origin stories, and they're kind of bummed that we've already gone through the four of us.
We can make up a new one.
Yeah,
we can
do a new one.
But Jarek Presto wants to bring it back, sort of, and he says, what shoe started it all? Since I was the latest, so it's probably most recent in your memories anyways, my shoe that started it all was the Nike SB Dunk Mid, the Spider-Man colorway. That was my gateway drug. And then it all just exploded from there. And now I'm paying resale for stupid things.
My first dunk was a GR Nike Sportswear.
Was that what started it off for you?
Dunk High. Like I don't even know what I would consider starting at all. But my first dunk that I remember buying that I was like, I need that.
Yeah.
Was just a random Nike Sportswear High dunk. All super, super dark gray, white midsole with a little bit of lime green on the back. Yeah. My first Jordan was the Spizike, the one that Nelly wore in the Don't Step on My Jays video.
Nice.
The black with the lime green.
The
and
track.
Nice. Yeah. I don't even know what started it all for
But after that pickup, the floods just came
That's
in.
When
the floodgates opened.
Opened for sure. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Alvin. I see you thinking, trying to go to the back to the recesses of your brain.
Rewind. For Jordans, it was a Black Cat 4.
That's for Jordan specifically?
For Jordans.
So you have different shoes that started several things.
Mm. Yeah, and then the SB craze started when I bought those, or when Sasha bought me those two
Blazers. Yeah.
And then the week after that is when I bought the Tokyo Taxi. And like another pair of like Dunk Lows.
Good God. A and week later, this guy says, I just took that in. Yeah.
And then the Air Max that started for me was the Air Max 90 Infrared.
Mm.
Wow.
And then all of those floodgates opened up.
And then the New Balance that started for me was...
Oh, my God.
The 1300, the Kith ones.
Ugh.
If I'm not mistaken, shout out to Timbo for those.
Those ones. The Navy with
The Navy baby blue.
Yeah. So
salmon.
Nice.
Salmon sole.
Yeah.
Salmon soles.
Right? So nice.
Yeah, salmon soles.
Yes. Do you still have those?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Okay, cool.
Shout out to Timothy Prasad for those, because he was a brother. He's a real one right there, that guy. I'll just say that.
Joel, didn't we camp for those together?
Yeah,
salmon soles?
Yeah. That's so
sick. Those are great. Yeah, and then that was a crazy he opened the floodgates for me.
It was so cold.
No, that was like cold, man.
What time we went there? Like what, midnight?
Yeah, yeah. Peter brought the lawn chair.
Yeah, he brought a full like reclining like lawn chair. Yeah.
Everybody was like camped out in their Canada Goose jackets. You had like a vest, no?
Yeah, I was just in a vest.
You're just in a vest.
Yeah.
I was like, this guy's crazy.
Yeah. That was dumb. That was a dumb camp out. That was so fucking cold.
This entire time, as we were answering these questions, I was looking at Joel, and he's still been thinking about it.
I was just trying to buy time for him. With
yeah, I know. Side we're low-key just stalling.
That's why I kept naming brands off.
I don't know, man. You know what? For me, I think it was with the Sheltos that started it for me. Sick. Like the different colored stripes. Mm. Like I got hooked on those. Like I started with the white Pro models.
Yep.
I nice. Think it was like that's the mid the high cut, right?
Yeah, mid whatever. Yeah.
I got those, and then after that, it was just I think that's when the 35th anniversary hit, and I got the white with the perforated leather on them, and then it was just like I went to Philippines and I got the green stripes.
Nice.
Then I saw the red stripes and I'm like, oh my god, look at silver stripes. I think the silver stripes that I got were fake because they're too hard. So I don't know.
Fake.
Send them to Goodwill or something.
Mama, like these are not flexing at all. There's no bending.
I cannot flexing.
Why is there two stripes?
Yeah. But that's what started for me.
True.
That and then you know the Air Max ones, obviously.
Obviously.
For the Jordans, I think it was my first touch of the KOs.
Ooh.
Like I asked my dad, "Dad, can I wear these to school?" He's like, "Oh, no, you cannot wear those." So no, it was I didn't wear them. That's I didn't so wear them. But yeah, that's how it all went for me.
That's sick.
That was a good question.
Yeah,
that was an actual question.
Yeah, and and that's cool because we actually got to touch into the things that we didn't really mention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
well, Kuya Joel did. The rest of us kind of did.
Yeah.
J.R. Weidman.
Yo. Jumpman.
Oh,
Mr. Flex on him.
Oh no, I goofed. Okay, speaking of Mr. J.R. Weidman, did you guys see his outfit last night?
Yeah,
crazy that jacket.
Last night. I meant to touch on this. The Foot Action 1 year anniversary. Happy birthday, Foot Action in Toronto.
Happy birthday.
We got invited to their event to celebrate their 1 year. It was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Actually, two of us did. And then our homie Chris Chu from The Brag Affair.
Shout out.
Relayed his invite to Joel and I so we can make it because he's in Montreal and he wasn't able to fly down to Toronto for four hours.
2 hour event.
So thank you, Mr. Christopher Chu, crazy photographer. If you guys want to check him out on Instagram, Chris.Chu, I think, Chiu.
It might be fully Christopher.
Christopher.Chu? Yeah.
Christopher. Okay, getting either one. More sophisticated.
50%. You can just flip a coin, choose which one you want to try first.
Don't try either.
Just type in freaky first step. You'll find it.
Ooh. Yeah. Hey.
OG freaky first.
That's what
first.
We knew him as back. First.
Yeah. Dope event though last night. It was
yes.
fun. Good time.
Cool.
So good. Trip Six was the performer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. I've never heard of him.
I tried to Shazam it and it didn't work.
No.
He was walling out.
Did you see security kick him out from behind the dash rack?
Yeah, because you're not supposed to be in there, bro.
For whoever was not there, I did not see the videos. He was dancing on the cash counter and like wiling out, basically. Everyone was kind of just chilling because it's a store.
Honestly, one of my favorite parts of that event was the initial lineup to get in.
Just a bunch of friends.
Yeah, it was so cool. It was like a reunion. It felt like Soul Exchange was happening all over.
You could tell, though, like the different crowds because all the people who were waiting in line to get in were sneaker people.
Yeah.
And that's what I said back when we were in line. I was like, we're sneakerheads. We just wait in line for shit. Anything we can want to wait in line for. Even though we have an invite to the event, we want to wait in line to get in.
It's the best.
And the fashion-y, like, cool kids, because we're not that, showed up like an hour later and just walked in, like, with no line and got no different treatment. Like, we were all the same.
Everyone was there. Six got heat.
Yeah.
Flipping Laces.
Ink and Money.
Hardy Girl and Lay's Bones.
Sean Go, Jonathan Kim.
Yeah, shout out to Sean Go and Jonathan Kim. They cleared out. There was a Keymaster machine there, and they cleaned up.
Mm-hmm.
And Sean Go and his girlfriend.
Fiance.
Oh, correction.
Fiance.
My bad.
And I suck at the machine.
But Foot Action Toronto still give you a shout out.
Foot Action Toronto shouted out.
Look
to
you for some advice how to play. Yeah, if you want to catch this L.
How to not play.
No, it was a super dope event. DJ Mr. One Love T.O. was the MC for the evening.
Big Mon.
The staff at Foot Action was like super nice that night.
They were chill.
Yeah, they were cool.
They were just talking to us. Yeah, just hanging out.
And like a bunch of them were dancing.
Yeah.
Like nothing was just happening. Like they weren't at work. It was such a dope vibe. Really cool event. Super laid back. And then the gift box that we got at the end from Jason Mark.
Yeah, the Jason Mark gift box.
And those Huff sugar cookies.
Ooh, not bad at all. Good way to end the night.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
But back to J.R. Wideman's outfit.
Yes. This man was clad in Levi's.
Denim.
Neck down, I want to say.
Yep.
Yeah.
Tuxedo.
He was rocking that the Jumpman Levi's collab.
Flight jacket.
Crazy jacket.
That's it. That's
denim side
called.
Out.
I was going to say jean jacket, but it's more. There's more to
it's
it.
It's a trucker, technically.
There's levels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Levels. And then he was rocking the kicks to match.
Yeah. And I think he even had blue jeans on.
He did.
If I remember correctly. Yeah.
Black.
Were they black?
I got a picture. Hold on.
Oh, okay. Oh. Well, anyways, the swaggiest Canadian tuxedo. Mm-hmm. That we've ever seen.
Like the best way you can possibly do it.
Most definitely. For sure. Mm-hmm. And he rocked it. What a good looking man. Anyways, he asks, when was the last time you guys walked into a sneaker shop? Oh, this is funny.
It was black jeans, by the way. Denim. And he had a NOS Supreme tee on.
Yeah.
My bad, JR.
I know, right? And he's like, it's just another Thursday. Yeah. Yeah, all right.
Just a regular thing.
Showing out.
Yeah.
Sounded like a six man.
Just no. All
right. So Mr. J.R. Wideman asks, when was the last time you guys walked into a sneaker shop? Funny, because we walked into one last night. And randomly bought a pair of kicks you didn't have on your radar.
Wow.
That's a really good question, because last night I was super tempted to just, I don't know, spend my money, because we got like a coupon.
30% off coupon.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for Foot Action.
And
I bought socks.
But the responsible... I don't know if you want to call me responsible. The thing, like, I was really tempted to get a pair, but I was like, I don't know if I just want to buy a pair just to spend and, like, use up this coupon. Mm-hmm. But I honestly, like, when I read this question and I was typing it out for this episode, I legitimately could not think of a time or the last time I walked into a sneaker shop and just went, I want those. I'm going to cop them.
Hmm.
I remember. I just can't remember the shoe name.
I think it's because the last time I did that, I was working for the company. And I just walked in and said, I want those.
I honestly can't think of a time, like in a long time.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, like we know what's coming out now. Months, years, whatever,
in
advance.
And it's just tunnel visioned.
Yeah.
And even the GR stuff, you know about it. You know what's coming out.
Yeah.
Like we're in the industry, I guess you could say. We see it coming.
Word.
So it's not like we walk in and it's like surprise. Like,
yeah.
You know it's there. So the last, I can't even think of a time. Like I still buy like GR stuff and stuff. It's not hype, but I go in with the intent in buying it though,
knowing that you want to get.
Yeah,
it,
that's
right?
A really good fucking question, JR.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
The last pair I bought was at Dixie Outlet Mall.
Nice.
The Nike one that doesn't exist. it was a pair of Nike Men's Aqua Sock 360s.
Oh.
Yeah. For the bitch.
They were for the bitch.
For the bitch.
When you go to the bitch.
Oh, God. Son of a...
We're talking about water and sand, guys. No derogatory terms here. We love women. And yes, female dogs.
Yeah.
I just got my answer, but Lawrence, I know you got yours. What's up?
For the ASICS event, I wanted a fresh pair to wear. The one that... You remember the one you guys didn't come to?
Yes. Yes, I do remember that one. It's such a good event when I closed my eyes.
I almost forgot that you guys didn't come. I went to SVP and looked for a pair, and I found a nude, I want to say, like tan with some little baby pink accent gel.
I actually really like them.
They're really, nice. Really buttery, yeah. So that I went in with the intent. But again, I went in with the intent on buying a pair of ASICs.
Yeah.
But I didn't know which one, so I guess that counts as an answer.
Guido, do you remember?
I don't remember, because usually it's, if I'm going to the shop,
yeah,
it's to buy, like you said, tunnel vision.
Yeah.
I'm going to get this shoe. I'm going to get the shoe in my size. I'm not going to look at no other shoe.
I'm going to get this, and this is the only one I want. And I'm going to get
it. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
But
goals.
I don't even know. Like, I'd probably say maybe a trip to, like, I don't know, Sivu Play or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one at 27.
Mm.
And then just randomly walk around and like, oh,
that's a store you go into and you find random things.
Yeah.
It's a good shop.
Right. So I don't know. I can't really answer that question.
I have a follow-up conversational piece to when you answer the question.
Okay. My answer is it was after I left my job and I showed up just to visit the homies. Mm. It was a sock dart. It was a women's sock dart. I haven't worn it yet. They're still DS. Sorry, Alvin. one does not care. It was like brown multicolor. Mm. Upper is like that bamboo colorway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's got like the plastic strap is pink.
Oh, cool.
Oh, it's so dope. I can't wait to bust them out.
Follow up conversational piece.
Shoot.
Most of us, like three of four of us have worked in sneaker retail. I always found it fascinating, like people who are not sneakerheads, I guess, per se, how they can walk into a store, ask for a pair of shoes, and
just so we don't
have their size. And then they're like, okay, what about this one? You don't have it. Okay, what about this one? No. Okay, what about this one? And you get like their fourth pick.
Yeah.
And they still buy it.
Ooh. Yeah.
Isn't that weird to anybody else?
With the
fact that we know,
yeah,
like, if they don't have this, if they don't have black cement threes in a size 9, I'm not fucking freaking buying it. Sorry, Jomar. Yeah.
I mean, it's okay.
And they can just like go down the ladder. And like, it's just weird that sneakers are so serious to us. And to them, it's just like, this is a foot cover.
Yeah. It's just a thicker sock.
Yeah, like, it's just weird to me. I don't know.
That's weird.
It is weird, but at the same time, you gotta, like, for me, I guess, it's I understand that they don't care as much. That's literally what it is to them. It'd be weird if they cared as much as us and they were doing it that way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But because they're so like casual about it, and they're not really in it for the same reasons we're particularly in it.
But you clearly didn't love it if it was your fourth pick.
Yeah. Oh no.
And you're still spending $150, $200 on it. Like, yeah, why wouldn't you just be like, I'm a wait?
They don't think like that, man.
It's just weird to
me. They just you want to need something fresh so I can look cool.
Yeah.
For this party tonight in the six.
And even six episode.
They probably don't have as many pairs of sneakers as we do, so it's just like,
yeah,
we can live without buying it, whereas they
need it.
I need to replace these shoes that I'm currently not wearing because they fell off on the way here. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That was just my blunt thought.
Yeah, it's weird, man.
That's so cool. That's like,
I just don't know. Like, I feel like to the day I die now, after being in this, even just for like the 10 years or whatever, it's going to be like, I know I have a steady rotation. Like, mm-hmm. I know what I want. Like,
yeah.
It's never going to be like walking and be like, oh, I'll try this. No, you don't have that. Oh, I'll try this then.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's just so weird to me.
It's because you found yourself.
I did.
It's true. You know you mean? Found like, your identity in shoes. Like,
these kids are still looking for, they don't know.
Yeah.
They think they're hyping over shit. So it's just like,
that's true.
If you're still into the hype of stuff, then it's just like,
even if you just talked
about,
I just
want to
like,
buy something.
Mm-hmm. Anything. I need to show something. A Jordan.
Yeah. Just something new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I need to show something on the gram. I need to show up to high school on Sippy's Day.
On Sippy's Day.
Yeah. With a fresh pair of kicks.
Never you know, the public high school, though. Hey, every day is Sippy's Day.
Yeah. Because even like the casual consumer is like that, too. Mm-hmm. Like they don't even
need
think about
pair.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh. It's just something to rock.
Well, you don't have the all white Air Force ones?
What, yeah.
Like the low cut ones?
Yeah.
Oh, no. What about like the Adidas then?
Is there anything that you guys can think of that would be the equivalent of that, where you just go into the store and you're just like, I need it. You don't have that, kid. You have this. I don't have that. Do you have this?
Toys.
Flip-flops. Toys.
I said toys.
Pizza.
Undies.
Undies. Like just something you don't really care about that much.
But they're essential to your life.
But they're essential. Like you, other, I feel like there's other people you walk in and they're like, why is he like, just buy that?
Yeah.
Like we're kind of like we think we're know-all kind of people. Like you think, I don't know. Just thinking out loud now.
You think there's someone behind the Calvin Klein underwear counter, and they're just like,
a 3-pack.
What do you mean? You should have gone for the microfiber.
He got white.
Too bad we didn't have his size in all the other colors. He had to settle for the brown. What a loser. Yeah, I don't know. That's a good follow up. I like that one.
Thanks.
No problem.
You're welcome.
Jared Weidman also asks. I didn't put a question mark, so that's why I'm questioning myself. I don't have a lot of people around me. Oh, no, this isn't. This is feedback. I don't have a lot of people around me, other than at work, who knows sneaks. So these podcasts are a little way to get involved with opinions from a different context from people I also enjoy and trust in the culture.
I was just about to say, he works at the Jordan. I don't know if it's a he works at the Jordan store, so I was gonna say he's not surrounded by people who like sneaks. That's his job. But I guess outside of work,
Yeah,
I like that though, because my other friends outside of you guys and outside of work aren't into shoes at all. And yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, ditto. Mine too.
Yeah, it's just a different friend group. Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't talk to shoes about them. Yeah,
you know, I mean, you have other friends.
Yeah. Other than the family that I have at Nike, though. Well, they're they were coworkers.
Yeah, they were work friends. Yeah,
word. It's nice to also step out of the world that we consume every second of our lives.
Well, let us know, guys. Do you guys only have sneaker friends, or do you guys have other friends? Is it separate groups?
I have toy friends. I have comic friends. I have music friends. I have friends' friends.
I was asking the listeners, but thank you.
Hey, Baluyut.
No, wait. I just wanted to say one more quick shout out to JR. I was talking to him, chatting him up last... Not chatting him up.
Oh, yeah. Hey? What up, JR?
chatting to him last night.
Ting, eh?
And I was standing there talking to him, and he was with his girlfriend, and he like introduced me, and he was like, "Oh, this is Lawrence. Like, he's from Canada Got Soul." And I just assumed that nobody knows what that is.
Yeah.
Just being cynical as F. And he was like, "Oh, this is
or
like
humble."
The, yeah, or no, cynical.
I can't lie. I gotta look up that word.
And he was like, she was like, "Oh, cool." And he was like, "You know the podcast I always talk to you about?" And I was like, "Oh, that's neat."
So that was nice. One of the dopest things to see and hear, because we had a lot of family rocking our stuff.
Yeah.
Lots of people wearing Canada
Flipping laces. Story. Jaffe.
One of the security guards asked me where everyone got the hats from.
I heard
from.
That. Yeah.
Right.
He's like, "Everyone's wearing the hats. Where'd you guys get it from?" I'm like, "It's ours."
Lawrence, it's my brand.
Shouts to JR, shouts to the security guard, shouts to everybody who was wearing our stuff and complimenting us and giving us feedback while we were there.
Even Rich, Grail Status 13, he was like, "Yo, can't wait for episode 6.
Nice.
Surreal to me.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out Rich.
Even so, like, many people. I don't know why I was so surprised, but JP 6 got heat when he was like, he listens to it for some reason.
Actually?
Yeah. I was like,
"Yeah, he does.
You really?"
Yeah. Like, he doesn't wear our hats. He keeps wearing that one Blue Jays hat with no soul on it.
It was just crazy, like, because that's just somebody I look up to a lot, like, just the way he carries himself and the things he buys and stuff. And I just see him as like listening to like 90s hip hop all the day.
Yeah, so like, he's always on like a big Monty.
Yeah, he has just like a presence.
That
statue.
When he shows up, you're always like, "Oh."
You shake his hand. You don't hail him up. You shake. You shake.
It's like, "Oh, hello, sir. Hello, Mr. Six Got Heat."
He actually wanted to do like live podcasts.
Right then. He was joking around about it, like, with me and Joel.
Break out the cell phone.
It was a joke. It seemed real.
He really wanted to do
a podcast. We'll have you on, JP, I promise.
No, everyone that we mentioned, we need to have you on, please.
Yes, please.
We need y'all origin stories, because a lot of people like those. And also just because you guys are amazing people, and I personally look up to each and every one of you in this game that we call sneakers. Before we jump back to J.R. Weidman, I jumped into... That's not a segue. Hey, Baluyut.
Jumping around.
Oh, my God.
Our brother, Hey, Baluyut. Top 3 companies that have done footwear, I wrote collars, collabs. Let's go around the table. Let's do a fire round. I think I have my answers. No.
Top 3.
I have two.
Oh, best like
company
like
that collaborated with Nike, Adidas.
Oh, like the company that collabed with them.
That's a good question.
I'm gonna go ahead and say, like, right off the top of my head, Staple, Pigeon,
Bang,
Ronnie Feig, so Kith, and then Undefeated.
Oh, Undefeated, eh?
Quick! Shit. I don't know if it's actually my top 3, but you said Fire Round, so I just went quick.
Okay, Alvin, go.
Concepts.
One. Boom.
Parley.
Two. Good. Oh, that's a good one. I like that.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I also like that one. We're talking really fast. Go.
Go.
Story time.
Fire.
Parley's cool because they use recycled plastics to make sneakers.
Shouts to Adidas.
Super green. Super green. That's
cool,
that's awesome.
Man. They're reusing materials and stuff. Anyway, and the third one is
boom.
I was going to say Ronnie Feig too.
That's fine.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say Supreme.
Oh shit! I knew it was coming.
Yeah, Supreme and
and that's Joel's top 3.
Well, everybody else covered it.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah,
I also had Concepts, Marvel.
True. Yeah.
This name. Who else? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Disney actually, you guys like, fully has covered some really nice shoe collabs.
Yeah, man.
Like their Vans, with Vans? Collabs are really, really good. Yeah.
Ugh, I wish I got more, man.
Oh, Capsule.
Capsule.
Yeah. Oh, shout out to though, Capsule. Yeah.
Livestock.
Who else?
Livestock.
Oh, Livestock, yeah. As well.
Livestock did some too. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ransom.
Mm-hmm. Didn't Goodfoot? Right. Or am I dreaming?
Didn't they have an Adidas collab?
A shoe.
Adidas.
I think so.
Let us know, listeners. Did Goodfoot have a sneaker collab?
Email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com.
Did Canada Got Soul have a collab?
Anybody
who's listening, you can make that answer a yes.
Plug.
Not yet. That's a dream still. We got to make it happen. I don't care if it takes 10 years.
Speaking of that, how about we just segue off that? If you guys could think of one dream accomplishment for Canada Got Soul, what would it be? Because I think now that you mentioned it, mine would be a sneaker collab.
Fuck.
Yep.
What did you take that for?
You can use the same one.
Yeah. Gosh. I have a different answer because
mine is a YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to happen, though.
Like a
steady, like, make a career off of it.
A steady YouTube channel where we just kill.
Create content.
Crazy shit. Yeah.
Yeah. That's my, true. Like, do our best in teams.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Okay. What are you, Joe?
Let's have a meeting after this. I have something to say to you guys.
What's let's up, do like a movie.
A movie? Like a documentary?
Documentary, eh?
Let's just make like a movie or something.
I dream, and I talk to Lawrence about this all the time.
Don't tell them about the dreams you tell me about.
Shh. Oh.
Not the one about.
Sorry, we're talking about Canada Got Soul, right?
Oh, okay.
Not the wet dream.
The wife is looking over at us like, oh, you better not say one word. She doesn't talk like that, thank God. She goes all trap house on me when she gets upset and shit.
He didn't.
She snaps faster than I can type.
It sounds like she's typing, yeah. But it's just snaps. My dream, oh God. My dream is to have a space where people can come together and chop it up, like all the stories that I hear about from Joel and Alvin about how dudes would reach sneaker shops back in the day and just chop it up with the people in it.
Mm-hmm.
Dope. That'd be sick.
It's not even necessarily going to be a retail space. I know it's super hard to get accounts from all these brands and stuff like that, especially with the kicks that we wish to carry.
Yeah.
At the same time, I don't know if we could compete with the stores that are already established.
Yeah.
And also, I don't know if we want a consignment shop, but at the same time, we can run a consignment shop because I'd love to be the middleman for you guys. It's also another way to connect to you guys. That would be cool. It kind of ties in with what Alvin said. I kind of picture it to be a studio space where we can create content for ourselves as well as chop it up and meet everyone who supports us. And it's like, it can also be a mini shop for us to sell merch and stuff like that.
And whatever, yeah.
Yeah, that would be super dope.
Free space.
Mm-hmm.
Dope.
I thought that would be a really cool space to just have. And
we'll start a GoFundMe.
Yeah. We'll see. One day. That would be amazing. Mr. Young Smith 3.
What up, what up?
Yo, Jamar. What up, Doug? Yo, Doug, what's good, Doug? You're my Brampton fam out there, Doug.
He says, love it. He means the podcast.
Question?
Love you too.
No question.
Okay.
Appreciate it for someone getting back into the sneaker game.
He got out of it? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
It keeps me informed on releases, and you guys go in depth on what makes it a good release.
Shouts to Jamar, though. I ran into him maybe last month. And he's doing youth basketball coaching, no?
Yo, he's such a handsome individual.
What
though.
A good guy. Shouts to him.
He is. I met him a few times, hung out with him.
Not only does he look good, but he also is a great individual, you know?
Just a good person overall.
He's great, man.
Friend of the show.
Shout out to Mr. Smith out there, man.
If he's getting back into the sneaker game, I guess we can get him into this podcast sooner or later, too.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Oh, that's a dream, too. I want to have guests and not even just people with thousands of followers on Instagram.
No.
Just homies.
Yeah.
People, like-minded individuals.
Yes.
Individual. Mm.
Be it coworkers, be it friends of friends, be it cousins, whatever.
Just people with
people with that share the
opinions.
Same. Yes, and share the same passion as we do and want to express their opinions and love for the game.
I've told so many people that I want to have them on the show.
Trust me.
Yeah. Like, there's so many people that I want to just talk to.
We should write this list down. And let's make it fucking happen.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Sorry, happen. Jomar, you're playing games.
Sheets of paper.
Also, not a question. 10. Mikey G. 10.
What up?
Says loving every.
How did he type that? Was that?
I don't know. That was weird. Loving every. Oh my God! Well, loving every Trudy's episode.
Omar, can you come read something for Tito Alan?
He's the 10 Mikey G 10 says loving every. Oh my god! Last time
you're
I
going
swear.
So Pino.
Let me.
I'm loving every episode.
I'm gonna slow it down. Okay, loving every episode so far, guys. Especially the origin stories. There you go.
Thank you.
Keep it up. Can't wait to hear the next episode.
Same.
Shout out.
Thank you.
A big man from Texas. Mr. Ryan Swanger.
What's up?
Okay, this is a serious question, you guys. Ready?
Oh, man.
No, for real. We got it. I'm not even trolling you guys right now. What is your perspective on why and when someone should use a bot?
A bot.
If you guys don't know what a bot is, okay, let's do that.
What are bots a bot?
What is a bot?
I'm going to high five you for that one. That was so good. So a bot is essentially something that someone can purchase via the internet or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's like a program. I don't know. I've never really
it's like an auto checkout basically.
Used one, mm-hmm. But it essentially buys or hacks its way into the system when it's time to buy a pair of shoes on release. And so it buys it for you.
Automatically adds it to cart and checks out with all your information within half a second.
Yeah.
Wow. Quick time.
It's insane. And
there's a bot.
I think bots now are like hundreds of dollars.
They vary in price. You can get basic ones. I don't know what the difference is because I don't know anything about anything.
But
does it automatically $50? Your pair?
No, there's it's no. never guaranteed. Because if it's a bot against a bot, it's just like whose bot is botter?
Yeah. Oh, another high five. Wow. That's so good.
Bot mon.
I don't know how I feel about this. I don't support it, I think.
I just changed my answer while I was thinking about it. Like, there's been many times, mostly for Supreme, to be honest, because Supreme is, like, unreal.
It's crazy.
that I've thought about using a bot for whatever it may be. And your mindset is you're just competing against other bots. So once again, it's not even guaranteed. So you're paying $50, $100, whatever, how many dollars.
On a gamble.
It's like a raffle. It's already a gamble whether you're using a bot or not. So I mean, you might as well go for it. But like, I don't know. Like, it just seems unfair. Like, it should be no bots and just every man for themselves. And if someone's quicker than you straight up, then I can live with that. But knowing that I'm losing to a computer program just sucks.
I mean, I guess the good news is that brands are taking steps towards.
They definitely are.
Yeah. Proving or like cutting out the bots situation.
I know that a lot of brands are just like seeing how quickly you checked out and they're just like, yeah, well, that's not humanly possible. And then I've seen Exclusity when they've dropped in the past their Yeezys online. I think at Courtside Sneakers out in the Maritimes also did the same thing. Shout out to them.
Nice.
Just naming it something different. Like, they'll launch a Yeezy at 10 a.m., but they'll call it a Tubular Nova or something.
Oh, that's
so a bot
so
is
smart.
Looking for Adidas Yeezy.
And they're buying those Yeezys
and they,
out.
And they buy, and no, they just buy, like, they change the name so that the bot can't catch the Yeezy.
No, I think I totally remember that.
Which is really cool.
Hearing about that.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't think I agree with bots. Like, I was going to say yes, because there's some things I really want and I don't know. But like, that's everything. Everybody always really wants something. So I'm against it. Final answer.
I'm against it.
Yeah, I'm against it too. Because there's like no chance of getting anything.
Yeah.
Just like what you say, Supreme. That's sold out like in seconds.
Yeah. It's already sold out in seconds without bots. Yeah. So, like with bots, it's just like next to impossible. Yeah. Yeah.
So
would you rather lose to a reseller or a bot?
A reseller.
The
worst case of that would be a reseller using a bot.
I just realized the reseller probably is using a bot. Yeah.
But I'd rather, if someone's getting it fair and square with quick fingers on a keyboard, go ahead, you win. If someone's using a computer program, it just sucks. Yeah. It's rude. Jerks.
That's funny because I was actually talking to someone about how nowadays Nike and any brand really has made it almost impossible to getting shoes nowadays. Mm-hmm. And it's like losing to resellers almost every time.
All the time.
But then I told him, like, if it, like, you're not, it's not that the brands are giving these shoes to resellers. It's that resellers are putting in that much more work than you are to get these pairs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna give myself a dub on that one.
Assuming it was done legitimately, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
If they just,
especially
like I said,
if
fair and square,
at stores and raffles and stuff.
If they fair and square out raffled you or outline were waiting in line longer than you or quicker than you online or whatever. Sucks to be you, to be honest. Yeah.
If they ask their child, their mother, their grandmother, their brother and the sister to sign up for them and they got the shoes, then that's your problem that you don't have that much family.
Yeah, you should have got more friends,
Bring your family tree, get your cousins over from home.
Yeah, fam.
Nothing stopping you from doing it,
So to answer your question, Ryan Swanger,
no.
Canada Got Soul got no bots. I tried. Kicks fam. He's
Canada bot soul. Easy one, man.
We do buy souls. Play on words. Kicks fam. He has emailed us a few times.
Kicks fam?
Yeah. That's what he goes by. Oh, okay. And he's got like paragraphs. Have you guys seen?
Oh, I did see. I skimmed it. It was long.
Yeah.
It was
he sends us lots of
longer than my essays for school.
But he gave us also a direct message for these questions.
Okay.
And he asks, he wanted us to expand on our article about raffles and lineups.
Okay.
What is the best way to fairly distribute kicks?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
What do you mean by fairly distribute?
Well, I wrote that article, I think.
You did. That was
I can comment on that. I don't remember what I said in the article, to be honest. That was like a long time ago.
That was a while ago.
The fairest way, like...
I don't know.
It depends on the
tough.
Person.
Yeah.
Because like... A person working 9 to 5 is going to say the fairest way is a raffle because they can't wait 3 days. Mm. But a person who has
or
time,
even like the on spot raffles that we talked about a few episodes ago with Capsule.
A person who has all the time in the world is going to say the person who wants it the most is going to wait the longest, and that's they're going to say that lineups are the most fair. Mm. The thing that I like is definitely the on-spot raffles because there's no going downtown on a different day and then having to come back down if you win and then waiting in line for the raffle ticket and then waiting to see if you get the call and then missing the call and then being stressed. Like there's just so many different things.
Yeah.
So the on-spot raffle that Capsule did was really cool.
Yeah.
The other, like I've seen first come first serve done. I'm going to shout out Exclusivity again. This was years ago though. Back when LeBron South Beach 9s came out, I believe was actually, I think it was Yeezy 2s. Back when they only had a downtown Montreal location, they said, yeah, we're getting Yeezy 2s, Plats and Solars. We're doing first come, first serve, but there's going to be a stipulation that you will have to fulfill to be able to line up in front of the store. And they didn't announce that stipulation. If the shoe came out on, we'll say Saturday, they didn't announce it until the Friday night. And so at Friday, we'll say at like 5 p.m., they tweeted or put on Instagram, like, you are now allowed to line up in front of Exclusivity Downtown Montreal if you bring a Kanye album.
Whoa.
Nice.
Easy. Because no one can line up before that because you don't know what you're going to need.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's a really easy way to... I feel like it's kind of best of both worlds because it allows the 9-to-5ers to have a chance.
Mm-hmm.
And then it also gives the people who have all the time to just be ready to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
So that was cool. And then for the South Beach Nines, they said, I think, same situation, like 5 p.m. or the evening before, they said you have to be wearing a pair of LeBrons to be able to line up.
That's super
boom, done.
Lit.
Like, it just, like, prevents people from dropping a chair, which I think is dope. Like, obviously, it takes more manpower and employees to actually staff the line and make sure that everyone's fulfilling what you need to do. But
for sure,
super fair, and I think that is my favorite so far that I've heard. Cool. Yeah,
that's pretty dope.
Yeah, that, I've never heard of that story.
Super cool.
That's actually really neat.
That was my long answer. To the question.
I think we all agree with it, though.
That's cool. Yeah.
No, for sure. That's definitely one of the most creative ways. But then if you want to go into the darker ends of this whole conversation about backdooring and shit like that, then nothing is always fair.
I also had this conversation with somebody this week about more established stores. Like, I'm going to use Livestock as an example, but I know that a lot of stores do backdoor, like Haven, whoever, Halfway Toronto, whatever, who it is. But
Nordstrom's.
Like, yeah, that Nordstrom Hardy Girl story. At some point, I understand that it's going to happen.
Yeah.
As long as it's not blatant, I honestly don't have a huge problem with it. Word. Like someone like Livestock, where you know, like, for example, our homeboy Lowe's Ortiz used to work there. They're really close with Brian, Espiritu. They're close with, they've been established in Toronto for what, 11, 12 years now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they're like OG Toronto.
Like you cannot get mad at that.
They have so many friends who have just grown with the brand and they've helped each other grow. So is it really backdooring if you're like, yo, this guy made a whole graphic for us, like Legends League, they had a pop up in there when, like, before he even had a store. So if Brian's like, yo, I need a shoe, I would expect them to be like, yeah, that's fine, no worries.
Yeah.
So is that really still backdooring? Probably by definition, but at the same time, like, yo, if we had a store and someone did me a favor and they were like, yo, I need this, I'd be like, no worries.
That's looking out for true family and friends.
Yeah, and you know they're gonna wear it, like, you know, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't think anyone
it's going who to lost out
would I mean, everyone's gonna hate on something, but I don't see an issue, huge issue with it.
Joel, have you ever managed to get a backdoor? Wow, I suck at this shit.
Canada got sold.
The answer is no.
No way. After all these years.
But I get, I usually, before.
So sorry.
It wasn't a backdoor. I knew it was
coming. You didn't get hooked up. There was no plug.
Doesn't work. Was there a plug in the back door?
It was a plug, but it wasn't a back door though.
Oh man, we're so mature. Sorry, oh, man. Everyone.
But like with that, with talking about that though.
Shoes.
The drop would be on a Saturday.
Yeah.
I would get the call. It would be like, yo, bring cash. It's a Thursday. Bring cash after 6 p.m. And, you know, I got your size.
Did you leave with it the Thursday before?
Mm-hmm.
That's a backdoor.
Okay. Backdoor. All right. Sorry.
What pair was it for?
It was like for Mars Blackman.
Oh, cool. Nice.
I have a follow-up question to that as well. Another one. Would you guys consider information leaking, like specific people being a backdoor as well?
No.
Did you get the pair?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like if we'll say for the JTHs, for example, the announcement was at 1 p.m. I got a call at noon, so I was able to make it. If I went after 1 p.m., I probably wouldn't have gotten.
Yeah, but you still lined up.
Yeah,
but I only got there because I had information that I wasn't supposed to have.
I will say that no, because technically, even with that information, you're not guaranteed a pair. Yeah. Backdooring is guaranteed.
Yeah. Okay, so what if you're guaranteed a pair then? Because I was, then, yeah, that's backdoor, I was pretty much guaranteed.
Because that's the same situation as Joel's. Mm.
But mine was just information.
Even then, if you're guaranteed that pair, you're
like, if Haven like was like, yo, we're doing a silent drop. Because like, let's say, for example, Shadows. A lot of stores got delayed on Shadows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's say Shadows show up at a store. Let's say Livestock gets their Shadows on Tuesday. And they're like, within the company, they decide, okay, at 5 p.m., we're posting that we're going to put the Shadows on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And Livestock calls all their homies and like, yo, be outside the store at 5 o'clock so you can get your shoe.
Mm.
So when we post it, you can come in and buy it. Is that a backdoor?
Yeah.
Because it's information leading to the shoe?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it's a form of it. Especially if you're, like I said, especially if you're guaranteed a pair. I do believe that's considered backdooring. Because that's essentially saying...
It's like backdooring through the front.
Yes.
It is. Because like they still technically followed the rules. Like they came at 5 and they walked in and it was there.
Mm-hmm.
But they knew because they were backdoored information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I guess it's a form of it.
Yeah.
For sure.
Because I know that, I remember back in like Nike Talk, there used to be those forums.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember with the Band 1 release, you know, with all the...
Yeah, yeah. Going to, I like, remember you know, going there.
Yeah. And it was like, it's going to hit the East Coast, the Nike outlets.
Mm-hmm.
Be there at, you know, such day, whatever. Is that a backdoor?
Depends. No. I don't think if it's in a forum, I wouldn't see it as backdoor. Mm-hmm. If you got a text from your boy who worked at the Nike outlet, didn't you get that?
Yeah, he knew that, but it was already after the fact that everybody knew that it was going to be.
I think that's just sharing information.
I think that's like an information leak. Yeah, leak. That would be like a leak, especially if it's on Nike Talk. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's just some food for thought that I was thinking of. Yeah.
No, for sure. I think yes, that is definitely a form of
backdooring.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Especially, Yeah. No.
Speaking of one more thing, Joel, can you tell the band One story? Because I fucking love it.
I don't think I've ever heard it. So
perfect. Okay, so the way it goes is that I went down to New York with Marianne's cousin and his wife. So I was like third wheel. So anyway, nice.
Wait, Mare wasn't there?
No, she wasn't. She stayed at home with Jomar. And at that time, Jomar was like around two.
Oh yeah.
So it was hard for me because, you know, being a new dad and you know, I was like, oh man, I just want to go back home. And but anyways, back to the story.
Back to the shoes that I got.
So the way it goes is that Marianne's cousin's cousin worked at the outlet. And he was like, I guess a couple days before we were about to leave to go back to Toronto, he was like, you guys are staying till Saturday, right? And we're like, pretty much like, yeah, we'll be here Saturday, but Saturday's our last day. We're going to be driving back, you know, back to Toronto. And he's like, okay, the band ones are coming to my store. I'm going to give you money, line up for me and, you know, grab my pair. So, you know, me and Justin,
holy.
Right? Me and Justin.
Oh, it was Justin?
Yeah, Justin, mm-hmm. Justin D.
Mm-hmm.
So we were like, okay, so if he wants us to get his pair and there's only two of us, how are we going to get our pairs? So we go line up. And back then, we didn't have any idea of what campouts were.
Yeah.
And, you know, so we walked up. I think the doors opened at 10. So we walked up around 6, just before 6 a.m. And there was a lineup. And, you know, we were lined up there with all these, you know, other dudes out there. And we're standing in line.
Was it a deep lineup with a lot of people?
It was. There was probably like maybe 20 people ahead of us.
That's not too bad.
By that time.
Yeah.
And so we got there and then, you know, we're still thinking like, you know, how are we going to get our pair? How are we going to get our pairs? So then a tourist walked by and Justin, he's fluent in Mandarin. Yeah, he's fluent in like Mandarin. So he starts speaking to her like, yo, if you line up for us, can you get this size? I'll give you the cash. All this is like in Mandarin or Chinese. And then she's like, yeah, no problem. She's like, I thought this was the lineup for Coach. And then we're like, no, this is for Nike. So we ended up getting our pairs, but dudes were like, you know, running back to the cars, changing their sweaters inside out, taking off their hat just to try to be different.
Yeah,
and then, you know, they would get caught at the door, obviously, right? Like, you know, security guard would put two and two together. Like, I just saw this guy. But yeah, like it was just crazy. People were going crazy for these shoes. And when we walked in, all you could see, like the vision, all you could see is just the backdrop behind the cash register. All you see is the red X's.
Oh, so sick.
All these boxes.
So they had a lot then?
They had a lot. I don't know how many pairs they had, but it was at Woodbury Commons.
Mm-hmm. I've been there actually.
Yeah, I don't know how many pairs they had, but that whole wall was just all you see is red X.
So you're saying like above 100 pairs for sure.
Above 100 pairs for sure. Holy crap. For sure, man. Easily.
And that shoe goes for like almost $2,000 now.
Yeah, and I got it for $118.
Holy moly.
Yeah,
but US man. Though, so it's basically $2,000 Canadian anyway. Yeah.
So that was 7 years ago, if my math is correct, with Joe Murray's
age. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah, 2011.
I remember you telling us that story and I was like, Can you get more?
I know, that's man. Crazy.
I know. That's how. And then after that, we dropped off the shoes and boogied back home. And
quality on those is unreal. That was good quality on shoes before good quality on shoes was a thing.
And I think the reason why they you know B graded them is because the print, I think, on the size tag, it was off.
Oh yeah.
The way that it would print out onto the actual shoe, on the material of the shoe.
Yeah.
So I think that's when they slapped like you know the B grade on them and said, oh.
No way.
The best B grade of all time. Oh, I think we can make that proclamation for
sure.
Holy
moly.
Yeah.
That's absurd.
I want a shoe.
That's crazy.
I want that shoe so bad.
Just the X alone on the back heel.
Yeah.
The box, everything where it just says imagine if ... question mark.
And it's even on the laces too.
Yeah.
Like on the plastic laces, yeah.
The aglets.
The aglets, that's what it is.
Yeah. Oh man. That's so sick.
Yeah, man.
That's so sick.
It was a trip.
That would never happen now.
No,
not now.
People would have found out.
No,
B grade Space Jam's hit, but that's nothing compared to
an unreleased shoe. Never came out. Actually, it just came out. It was really.
Oh, actually,
no. The
banned ones. No, it was only B grade. Yeah. It was only Nike outlets.
No way.
Yeah. They just threw them to the outlet.
No wonder they're $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
I almost swore again.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's crazy. All right, special.kicks asks. outside sneakers, what would be your go-to brands for clothing?
Outside sneaker brands?
Yeah. Oh, that's tough because I wear a ton of Nike.
Canada Got Soul merch. Canada Got Soul merch.
Yep.
Yeah, I wear a ton of Nike too. I'm going to either say Supreme and then Stussy.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Stussy.
Mm-hmm.
Zane Robe, I rock for my bottoms.
Mm-hmm.
Levi's, I love. I'm on a Uniqlo wave because they have a new Marvel collection that I need. I rock a lot of superhero shirts, so those brands don't matter.
Yeah.
I see Alvin thinking up a storm.
Nope.
Okay. All right, cool. Joel?
It's a lot of, I don't know, like a lot of sweats, hoodies.
Yeah.
And whatnot, Champion and, you know.
Word.
Stuff like that.
Okay. MJ Harder asks, this is a leading question.
What up, Jess?
Justin.
How much more dead could the Yeezy 350 be? I have the V1s. Wow. I have the V1s, but the V2s have killed the silhouette for me. I need a new wave. I'm looking at those 700 wave runners because they're so 90s and polarizing.
First of all, get off the wave.
No.
Good God.
Get on your own wave, and if you don't like something, then fuck it.
Yeah, for real, though.
You want to get on something else, get on something else. You're like,
yeah, man.
It's true.
But to answer your question, it's been dead forever.
Time.
They did. I think they did butcher it in a sense.
Year,
just too sure. many, too yeah. many silhouettes. Yeah, yeah.
too
yeah.
many different.
Or sorry, too many colors. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I agree. Or if they were gonna do it, they should have staggered it more.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Word.
Because like, no one ever says there's too many colorways of the Jordan 1.
No,
you would never. I don't think you would ever hear that.
I mean, you get those just, mids and the GRs,
but you would never describe it. Like when you think of I think of a V2 now, I just think of it's too. There's too much.
Mm-hmm.
I would. No one would ever categorize a Jordan 1 like that just because of the way it's rolled out. I think it's just different. The way they rolled it out was all you heard for 2 years was V2, 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 V2.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just, I think it was just like shoved down our throats too much.
Would
similar to the off-white stuff, I think.
Mm. Like would off-white you Nike stuff. Attribute the us not being sick of Jordan 1s getting pushed out so much because of how historic that shoe is already?
Not necessarily.
No. Because if you think about it, if the Jordan 1 came out the same time the Yeezys did, would you feel the same way with the way they're pumping out Jordan 1 colorways now?
I don't think it's comparable, to be honest.
Well, it's because you're thinking of it in that historic sense.
But I can't think of it in any other sense, to be honest.
You can't not think of it in that sense because it's been like that for...
So then what can be comparable to the Yeezy that we can have in this conversation?
Think about it like an Air Max 270, a new silhouette that's their main focus.
Or even a VaporMax.
Or a VaporMax.
Okay, so then let me put it in this question. Okay, so the VaporMax, do you think that's getting overkill now with the VaporMax 2?
Nope. Because they updated it.
And at the same time,
a different shoe technically.
The VaporMax I still wouldn't put the 270 and the VaporMax on the same pedestal as the Yeezy because of the type of crowd it attracts. Does that make sense?
It's still like if you think about it in a broader sense, like the Yeezy V2 would absolutely, I think Adidas would agree, it's their bread and butter.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, the VaporMax was Nike's bread and butter. Like that's what they pushed heavily. That's what they marketed heavily. That's what they ever wanted everyone to buy, wear. I just think it's released and rolled out and marketed and executed in different ways to make you keep thinking it's fresh, it's new. Like I don't know. It's tough to describe because my mind is weird. I just think that the V2, there was never like how it is now where they have like this, the Wave Runner came out and then the 500 came out and then it's like there's a Calabasas and it's like,
and okay,
now there's
V2s. Another V2.
At least like this, I feel like it's less saturated because like you haven't seen a V2 since December.
Yeah.
And you've seen four other Yeezys and you're like, oh, a V2. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
With the V2s. Previous, like how they were, all I kept hearing was V2, V2, V2. There's more, there's three more coming. There's two more coming. These ones are coming out, and it's just
But then so are the VaporMaxes, so are the 270s. New multiple colorways monthly.
Yeah, but if you compared it, if you ask people, do you feel like it's being shoved down your throat? No one sees it that way, and I think it's just the way it's rolled out and marketed. And
that's what
they have a bunch of other things that they're doing really well at the same time. That they make you want it. but it's not because it's the only thing they're releasing.
No, but that's why I say the 270 and the VaporMax cannot be compared to the Yeezy because it's they're in such different light in terms of how the sneaker community even views those two shoes. Do you know what I mean? Like, okay, then it's hype factor. I think it's because the like it's not that I'm for the Yeezys because I sold mine and like, I don't really care for the silhouette anymore. I do think it's dead, but I'm gonna argue that because the Yeezys are so hype, that's why they seem shoved down our throat, and because we've seen it everywhere as opposed to the VaporMax and the 270. Yes, people care about that shoe. Nike has been promoting those heavy, but they're not as hype as the Yeezy.
But they all sold out.
But they're not as hype as the Yeezy. So the Yeezys all
sold
out as well.
I know they both all sold out. I don't know. I think that...
Okay, let me flip it. If the Yeezy...
Sorry, go ahead.
Go.
I was just going to say, like, Adidas forms that hype. 90, a huge
Kanye
percentage
West
of it...
forms that hype.
Which is Adidas.
Okay.
They're all together. They form that hype. Like, if they wanted it to feel like a secret hype, like a 270 is secretively hyped. Like, they all sold out. They released so many in the past 2 months.
At the same time, you can argue that Kanye West kind of ruins it for himself because he himself wearing those or designing them, like, made it that hype.
To him, it probably doesn't feel like ruining because he's making a lot of money.
Oh, for sure. Go on, though.
I just feel like it's marketed differently. And I feel like the way Adidas markets it and rolls it out is just completely different than Nike's strategy.
Yeah.
Because there's been more 270s in the past 2 months than I think exist V2s.
That's what I mean, then.
That's what I mean, but you didn't even realize it until I
Yeah, but no one cares about the 270s as much as the
V2s. But they all sold out, though.
No, but do you know what I'm saying, though? It doesn't matter about if they sold out or not, but it because the Yeezys do sell out.
Yeah, they both sell out. 100%
all of it.
Sell through.
So
yeah.
Then that, I think, to me, doesn't validate your argument that of selling out. So that doesn't matter. So that doesn't matter. But the 270s don't... Okay, I'll just flip it. I'll flip it in a sense where do you think if the Yeezy what did come from the 80s and is being rolled out as much as the Jordan 1, because you can say that the Jordan 1 colorways are dropping just as much as the V2 colorways.
Oh, they are for sure. Yeah.
Like in May, there's gonna be like 8.
Yep.
In 1 month.
Yep.
Do you think though if the V2s had the same legacy as the Jordan 1 that we wouldn't feel this way?
I can't really say because I can't imagine it to be. It's hard to imagine.
Exactly, but that's what I mean. That's my argument is like.
I think that all I'm saying is just the feeling of having it shoved down your throat, like having it
for sure.
Feel like it's butchered because that's all you hear about and for it's sure. Just the way you're hearing about it, I guess, in a sense. Because like I said, it's not just Adidas, like the Off-White Nike collab, I felt the same way. And I feel
totally.
They're still doing it. I feel like
even
they're
with the
still,
Jordan one. Facts.
Even like they have another VaporMax comes out tomorrow.
Yeah.
I feel like they are. Butchering it in a sense because it's so much.
I hear you.
But like it's just the way, maybe it's not even the way the brands are rolling it out, it's just the way people are perceiving it and hyping it up themselves.
It's kind of making us sick of it.
Yeah, it's making us sick of it in a different way because like I don't know how people can go from loving the V2 so much
that
they pay $1,000 and then they would not sit but like people would not care and they'd buy them
for hundreds
based on a
I think it's because it's whatever Kanye has on his feet.
Yeah,
for sure.
And you know, when he goes out and, you know, just posts up like his shoe and then it just gets everybody talking. Like, yo, did you see those frozen yellows on his feet?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think that builds the hype behind the V2s.
Yeah.
And
behind
KanyeWest.com or whatever you want to call it. But I think that's what makes it all go crazy.
It's crazy that Kanye's been doing that before he's been doing that since like Bread Ones.
Yeah, I was going to say when
or
he was
Supreme
in the Bread
Blazers.
Ones.
Blazers.
Everybody
and Flyknit
wanted them.
Trainers.
Flyknit Trainers. Yeah. Like he's been doing with everything. He did it with Ultra Boost.
He's probably like the best marketer.
Yeah, 100%. So then, like, he wears Ultra Boost. And the friggin' Ultra Boost that was on sale, the black with the purple, was on sale for 50% off.
Yeah.
No one cared.
Nobody
they walked
cared
by
about
on the
them.
Wall every day.
Yeah, and as soon as he got him on feet.
Once EA starts wearing it, those go for like $6 now.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So then I think I found the just comparison to it, and it is the Off-White ones, right? Even though there's less colorways and this and that, whatever. But yeah, that shoe has been shoved down our throat for over a year now, and more colorways are coming out, and we kind of don't care for them.
But some people still do.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's just because they genuinely like them. Because, like, I think it's possible to like one or the other for sure.
Yeah.
I don't think they all deserve the same hype because they're not all the same shoe. Like I was saying with the V2, like, it's crazy that some people like one and they'll pay $1,000 for it and they don't like the other one and they'll pay $400 for it.
Yeah.
Like, like, the Off-White is the same way, and I just don't think that everything deserves equal hype. Like, there's a the black Off-White came out, whatever it was, Air Max Day or whatever, and the white one comes out tomorrow, and it's got the exact same hype. And they all have the exact same hype as the first 10. Like, to me, it's
The Vapor Max.
Yeah, whatever. And it's just weird to me that everyone sees them as equal when, like, it's not, it shouldn't be like that. Like, every Jordan 1 that comes out is not treated as equal. It's not like, Jordan 1, sick, Jordan 1, sick. Like, it's specific colors. Like, you just should like what you like.
And it's attributed to the Off-White branding.
Yeah, it's not because they like the shoe. It's because it's an all-white Vapor Max. Like, an all-white Vapor Max came out 2 months ago and they sat. And now an all-white Vapor Max came out
with the Off-White
with a little
branding.
Orange tag. And,
And the different tongue and,
I don't know. It's an interesting conversation, though.
Super. Because, I mean, I just wanted to ask that just because, like, what if, you know? Do you know what I mean? Like, if it had that legacy, if it came out just like the Jordan 1. But it's hard. Like you said, it's hard to put it in that sort of position because it's only been 3 years.
even if you try and compare it to the Nike Yeezy, there's only, like, what, 6 of them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that still less than there are V2s?
Much less.
Mm-hmm. And that was, how long was he with Nike for? I don't know. I'm not saying I like things limited. Like, that's not why I like things. But it's just like, you want to keep it sacred at some point? I don't know.
I don't know.
But I guess it goes back to his philosophy of having everyone rock Yeezys.
He said that and he followed through for sure. So shout out to him. Friend of the show.
Shout out to Kanye.
Let's call him.
Mr. West. Yeah. Oh, man. That took a lot out of me. Homegirl Vernie Poo. She's got a big question. What do you guys think about Nike's campaigns, aka the Dornbacher, the Be True, the Equality, and the like the N7 stuff? I think it's pretty lit.
Yeah.
It's sick, yeah.
Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't Nike like the first ones to start this whole train of like dedicated things, like themes to support and bring out these topics?
I can't say for certain, to be honest, because a lot of brands do that. They just don't have the pull that Nike does.
Yeah.
Like, if Saucony does that, you just don't hear about it because you don't hear about Saucony. It's not Saucony's fault. True. They're still doing good shit. It's just,
But I mean, like, Black History Month, Nike started that with the basketball collection. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Breast cancer, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's Equality. Be True was the first.
They might have done Be True, though.
I think Be True was the very first.
Yeah,
Dornbacher has been around for, since like 2003 though, no?
Yeah, they're the first. Yeah, like that's Nike's movement.
Oh, you mean
movement.
Like Nike, yeah.
Yeah, but like supporting Pride.
Mm-hmm.
That's Nike made that first movement in the footwear industry, I believe.
Yeah, I think so.
What's it called? I actually saw an article last week from Soul Collector. It's cool because it's about this topic and it talks about how Nike admits that it's not doing enough to promote women and minorities. I won't go into too much detail, but apparently, globally, Nike has nearly equal number of men and women employees, but only 29% of the company's vice presidents are female. That's a pretty massive ratio. But Nike spoke about how they're willing to go and make changes. It was like in one of their memos that they sent out to staff. But yeah, and not to be cheesy, but it kind of made me proud to have worked for that brand. Now, I guess you can argue that Nike's doing this for brownie points and like money grabbing, but you at the same time you can't argue that Nike is doing their part in shining light on these issues instead of complaining about another brand that's promoting the fight. I don't know. I think it's such a strong movement, and the fact that they got other brands to follow through with it, and then when they bought Converse, they have Converse's Be True line now, and they're probably going to follow through with all the other things as well.
I always found it funny how like going back to you said about the brownie points, where people will like try and poke holes in it, like, oh, they're just doing it for marketing. They're just doing it for brownie points. They're just doing it for positive attention. But like, they're still doing it at the end of the day.
I love that argument.
The funniest thing, like,
I hate when people say shit like
that. You guys see Drake's God's Plan video?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The amount of hate that I heard because he did it in Florida and not Toronto. And everyone's like, yo, he puts on for Toronto so... Yo, he puts on for Toronto so heavily, but then why is he giving all that money to Florida? Like, man's a waste. And I'm like, he literally donated, what, $1 million? And you're calling him a waste man? Like, how is any charity bad charity?
So bad.
Whether he did it to make money on the song, because the song's been on number one for, what, 800 weeks now?
Yeah. Like, that sounds accurate.
Like, he literally donated $1 million. He didn't have to do that. He could have still done it other ways, but he donated money. Like, you can't knock the man for doing that. So, same thing with Nike. Like, sure, they... might be doing it for marketing. They're trying to make themselves look like they're more like
good press.
But at the end of the day, they're still doing it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's funny. People are the worst.
It's literally like, it's definitely better than what you're doing.
Yeah. People are just hating to hate.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
For real.
Be positive, guys.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Let's all love each other. Back doors, plugs. Oh, I'm so sorry. All right. Last one. This is also not a question, but it was kind of a conversation. Luke Tiggs.
Hey.
Yo.
He says, I asked him what he thought about it because he mentioned that he listened. And he goes, it's sick. Gym tunes. And I said, you work out to our voices? That's kind of hot. And he goes, yes, doing those curls and laughing at the same time with you guys. I thought that was amazing.
I mean, we make some tunes sometimes. Yeah, sometimes. Like, Alan jumps on that beat real quick, and then we just spit a verse.
Like, like your Jeopardy beat?
Yeah,
Jeopardy.
That was fire.
Jeopardy. So that is it for this episode. Thank you, everyone, who took time out to send us questions, send us feedback, and send us the thoughts of what you think for this podcast. Thank you, Bram, for the theme song.
Bram, bram, bram.
Shout out to the boys in Montreal, the Sneaker Podcast. Shout out to Matt and Zach. I'm actually like looking around for more equipment, and Matt had something that was quite expensive and he's not using it anymore. And he said, take it. Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Matt.
Wow.
Their podcast called Matt and Zach Friends. Thank you, the listeners. We still want to know what you guys think. If you have any questions or suggestions, please shoot us an email or a DM at CanadaGotSoul. Email us at CanadaGotSoul@gmail.com. This is True to Size. We are a weekly podcast releasing every weekend. You can listen to us on Podbean, iTunes, Google Play, YouTube, not Spotify.
We don't need them.
Yo, they're all wasting still, you know. Like,
withdraw our application, please.
Just take it out, fam.
Yeah, we don't want you.
Spotify.
Let's go back on SoundCloud.
You're please. Not as good as Nike. Why are we struggling to get a contract from Spotify?
For real.
Fuck that shit.
Please leave us a review and 5 stars on iTunes. On YouTube, please drop us a like, comment, and subscribe. Crime. Follow us everywhere. We have a cute little group on Facebook called CGS Talk. You can catch that at facebook.com/groups/CGS.talk. We have also a little website that we have called CanadaGotSoul.ca. Check that out for some of our latest pieces, reviews, recaps, and stuff. You can find me at _Spooner with no E, Joel.
You can find me at Joe Dooney, J-O, was that? _ D, 3 O's, N-E-Y.
Dooney Jr., do you want to shout out?
Bye?
Do you want to say bye to these people and like bye? Tell them where to follow you?
Bye.
What's your Instagram account?
Dooney_Jr.
Hey, I spoiled it again.
Dooney dot?
Not underscore, sorry.
Correction. Alvin Martinez, where you at?
At Mr. Q Mart.
And Lawrence Hopkins.
At L Doggy Style.
And we, the 4 of us collectively, are Canada Got Soul. We are out. Please rock your kicks. Talk to you guys real soon.
Peace.
Okay. So, okay. How about this? Jomar, you can say, yo, what's up, everyone? Repeat it. Repeat it.
Yo, what's up, everyone?
You're listening to the sixth episode.
You're listening to the sixth episode.
Of True to Size.
Of True to True Size. To Size.